Anthony Ferraro and Mancina, two blind guys, collide to bring you Four Bad Eyes Podcast.
Oh, hold on, dude.
Dude, I'm trying.
Four Bad Eyes. Dan Mancina here. I'm a blind skateboarder and a dumb idiot. I have half a thumb and even less of a brain. And we got Anthony Ferraro with us. Just you want to give him your introduction?
I am a blind dad.
He's a dad. He's blind. He's a social media influencer.
No, I'm a content creator.
Oh, a content creator.
Yes, you should get this right.
Yeah, put your freaking pinky up, dude. Get your thumb out of your butt.
Dude, my pinky's up.
Take off, eh? Content creator, dude. I'm a content creator, man.
I know.
It's creating skateboard content to sell. But we do, baby.
YouTube.
And this is our podcast. Welcome back if you've been here. Four Bad Eyes.
Welcome if it's your first time.
If it's your first time, Four Bad Eyes across the board. F-O-U-R, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, I think. YouTube.
Yeah, give Facebook us a too. Like. Shut you up, Facebook.
Facebook is still hot. Still a great community on there. Yes. Still growing.
It really is. I can't believe how much my Facebook has grown.
I think I'm at 58,000 people.
Yeah, but I think I'm at like 300.
Where are you at? 300K?
360.
Yeah,
it's just like, bro, it's crazy. I like the Facebook community is cool too. People are cool.
Yeah, it's pretty chill. It's pretty chill.
Yeah, pretty chill for the most part.
But yeah, Four Bad Eyes across the board. And then you can always find Anthony. I'm sure already following him, ASF Vision.
And Dan the Mancina.
Dan the Mancina across the board. Except Facebook, I'm Dan Mancina.
Yeah, that's, you know, you really got
to
fix
that. Do I need to change that?
Well, we still got to, no one has called in about your freaking, what your name should be.
Well, we don't know. We're going to go and listen to some voicemails. Because Anthony was logged down for the last, I've been logged down for, I think, 6 months.
For the last, what's it called, Fortnite? Queen's
Fortnite.
Age? What's the age? Queen's Age, Stone Age?
Stone Age, Stonehenge.
Stone.
Yeah, I've been wind logged on since the Stone Age. Since the Jurassic period.
Yeah, Jurassic.
Since the Meso period.
What is the Meso period?
I don't know. There's all kinds of periods. Jurassic. I used to play a game with a dinosaur.
What the hell
eggs.
Is the Meso?
You had to like get the dinosaur eggs, same color would when if you connected them and they would explode. Kind of like Tetris. But with dinosaur eggs, and you would make
speaking of video game, I played
Jurassic
a video game
period. You played a video game?
I played Super Smash Bros.
Were you just button smashing?
Yeah, and I almost won.
Button smashing, almost. Only counts in hand.
I was
grenades and horseshoes,
I was
my
the
friend.
Old DG.
What's that?
Or,
dead
sorry,
guy?
Not DGK. DK. Donkey Kong.
Oh, the DK. Donkey Kong. Fixing my mic cord. I didn't realize it was outside of the bun, dude. Outside of the bun. The Lions blew it yesterday.
Wait, they lost, right?
Yeah.
Ah, shit.
One game away from the Super Bowl.
Ah,
49ers
shit.
Got to me.
Damn.
That
what was the score?
Of
they were
city.
Winning when I was watching.
Dude, they like dominated. They didn't dominate, but they did. They were in control the first half, up by 17. And then just fell apart.
You're up by 17. You got to seal that.
Everybody's really bummed. I don't really give a shit about sports, but
yeah,
you know, I've grown up watching the Lions just be the worst football team for years and years. So and they just continuously disappoint fans.
Have they ever been to the Super Bowl?
Not in like, I don't even know, 30 years or something.
Have they
ever? This is their first time. This is their first time making it to the Super to the playoffs in 30 years.
Oh man, that's bad. Yeah. Wait, have they ever won it?
I don't know. Maybe back in the day. I don't know if they have.
I don't think the Lions have ever won the Super Bowl.
I don't think they have because I mean they didn't even win it with Barry Sanders when he was on top.
I don't think the Bills have ever won the Super Bowl either.
Are there still teams that have not won the?
Yeah. There's like a few.
Where's my? Let me ask my phone if she knows.
Yeah.
Have the Lions ever won the Super Bowl?
The Detroit Lions have never won a Super Bowl.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. See.
It's answered from oldest.org. That doesn't sound like a trustworthy site. Oldest.org.
Oldest.
What does that mean?
I get newest. My stuff from youngest. Yeah.
I want the new, dude.
Who knew? Up-to-date.
Yeah, that's what I did last night. We had a pretty much had a Super Bowl party. That's what I kept calling it, the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl party.
Heather's like, this isn't the Super Bowl, you know, right? I was like, yeah, it feels like it.
Yeah. For you guys, it was.
They blew it, dude. They fucking blew it, man.
I don't like sports, but I will get into the freaking playoffs and stuff. Fun.
Yeah, I got a little into it.
I've said this shit on here before. I like listening to the radio, though.
Yeah, radio.
Radio. I throw it on the old Alexa.
Ah, there you go. That's probably very descriptive, yeah.
Yeah, it's super descriptive. Dude, they tell you their facial things. They tell you when they farted. They
can you ask her to play games or to play sports games?
Well, if you have SiriusXM.
Okay. Yeah, I do not.
Yeah.
Gotcha. She'll link up to that.
Yeah, because there's like an NFL network.
That's dope. I did not know that. For all the blind sports fans out there, it's great.
I just discovered it this year. It's very, very entertaining.
Serious. XM.
I just hate all the commercials, Jerry. That's the thing with football. There is so many commercials. Oh,
God. All the sports awful. Are
insane. There's so many ads, and it's a real.
I can't watch it, dude. It sucks.
It's terrible.
It's annoying. I fell asleep at halftime and woke up with like 3 minutes left. And I'm just losing. Everyone just like, come on.
Yeah, I went to band practice.
Practice. What do you need to practice, dude? Your riffs?
Yeah. Getting the songs down.
Your chord progression?
Down. Yeah. Well, getting it all together. Together.
Together, together.
Because we're all just together forever. Better together.
Yes.
You know me.
Still same OG in a Benlo key.
Hey, though. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
The Chiefs game was pretty good. Not bad. It was kind of boring.
Watch that
though.
Before. T-Swift was there. I can't stand this T-Swift stuff. I don't know why it's so annoying to me, but it is.
It is.
I don't know. I don't know why. This is why I'm just an angry person. Because I don't know if I want the 49ers to lose because they beat the Lions. Or if I want the Chiefs to lose just so I can watch Taylor Swift cry. It's just an evil person.
Man. I know. I think the 49ers are ranked first.
But
doesn't really mean anything.
I hope they get smoked, those bastards, dude. Oh,
I know. It's funny because my nephew is rooting for the Ravens because they beat the Bills because he's a Bills fan. And the Ravens lost. It's a whole debacle.
Although, then there is something to be said. You want your team to at least lose by the champions, you know?
Lamar Jackson has never done well in a playoff.
Who the hell is Lamar Jack? Who?
He's the quarterback of the
Ravens.
And he's like, he's amazing. Like in the
is that Baltimore?
Baltimore, yeah.
And that's who lost yesterday against the sports talk, dude. Wow. I've been talking a lot about sports lately. Sports.
What other sports you been watching?
Nothing. Just my day in the life. I was talking about the Lions too.
Oh,
for no reason. I don't even follow any. I don't even follow any of it.
Yeah.
Except we were hopping on the bandwagon for the Lions. Because my whole fam's been into it.
You went to a Lions game this year. You've been invested.
Yeah, my sister-in-law, we went for her birthday.
Yeah.
She dragged us on. We all had to buy $250 tickets. It was a rip-off. All because she wanted to go to the game. That's why I want to go to the game. $250 a pop, dude.
Oh, man.
We're going to spend $500 on your birthday, bro? For some shit I don't even care about? Oh, that pissed me off. I'm an angry person.
Yeah. It's okay.
I feel like my throat's kind of swollen shut a little bit. I'm allergic to milk. It's another hot cocoa.
Oh, I've been having this throat thing too. I just feel a little I got sick a while ago, and I
Your voice has sounded off.
I don't feel
A
fully
little
over.
raspy. Yeah.
Like my nose is just, it's not like running, but it's just like
You sound a
I'm
little,
snoring more at night
yes,
and stuff.
stuffy.
Kelly, every time I turn over towards her, I wake up to her, please turn the other way.
Of you?
Like I'll roll over in bed
Wait, you're snoring at her?
and face her, and I'm snoring, and she's like,
Ah.
I get woken up like 10 times.
Turn around.
For some
Yeah,
reason, the body
I'm
just
not a
wants to go to the
snorer.
right side. I'm a turner.
Turntables. Yeah, I'm mixing it
Yeah.
up like DJ Marshmallow in there for sure.
I never understood how people could sleep on their stomach.
It's a rough one.
That's a crazy one to me.
It just tweaks my back, you know.
Yeah. Not good.
You know what else did I do? You know what I did is I asked Alexa yesterday to order
Asked
sponges.
Alexa.
I said, "Order Alexa, order sponges," and she did it.
Really?
She's like, "This, the first option is a Scotch, no scratch, blah blah blah, with over 300,000 reviews and blah blah blah. Do you want that one?" I was like, "Yes,
Sure.
it'll be there as early as today." And gave it,
Wow,
and then gave
today.
me, and then said the address of what it was going to, and I was like, "Perfect."
Damn.
Which that opened up a can of worms, dude.
Yeah, that's bad because
We order
you just start
everything.
ordering crap all the time.
Yeah, that was dope, though.
Oh man, that's sweet. Yeah, I think I
Still
said
waiting on those sponges, though. I did not come yesterday.
the only thing I've ever ordered off Amazon was a 10-pound bag of Life's Cream Savers.
Oh, Cream Savers.
Yeah, it's the
Wow.
only thing I've ever ordered because I was
10
craving
pound
them so
bag. Yeah,
bad.
that's a lot of
I
Cream
think it was,
Savers.
I meant to order 10, like a.
A
I
10
meant to order
pack.
something else, but a giant bag came. It's probably 3 pounds.
Wow. Yeah, 10 would be
Yeah,
insane, right?
that would be crazy.
That would be like a, I don't
That
even,
would be
I
the
feel like it
size
would
of
be
my
like,
torso.
yeah, it would be like a 5 gallon bucket of
Yeah,
Lifesavers or
that's
Cream
insane.
Savers. Savers
Cream
are
Savers
fire.
throwback. They're fire. Orange and
Fire.
strawberry.
Bussin', dude.
Bussin', dude, slaps. They slap.
Let's get into some of these calls, dude.
I get into them. All right.
Call in whatever our number is. Just click the link below.
Think it's 908-349-1480. Let me go with it.
We're not even gonna vet these. Let's just hear them. We're just gonna go for it. No vet. No cap.
Nope.
Yeah, block that number.
Let's...
Here we go.
One, two,
37 seconds.
Oh.
Uh-oh, going through all of them
Why
now.
isn't it? Oh, here we go. Here we
We
go.
haven't used, we just logged in. It's been months.
It's been months. Hold on.
This is Maria. I am an orientation and mobility specialist.
Morning.
I'm based out of Maryland, so I work all over the state, doing my little assessments and, going out and about in the community. I just wanted to share that you guys have been such a good, like such a great resource and such a great inspiration for a lot of my clients. Whenever I show like the videos of you guys either going like, going out to the skate park or just going out and about or share your stories, from the little that I know, everyone, well, the first reaction I get is like, wait, what? How? Like, wait. And I'm like, yeah. So I just appreciate you guys' energy. I appreciate the resource. And like, I just hope that you guys know that you guys are such a huge, excuse my language, but huge fucking inspiration. And I love it. I love the energy. And it also inspires me to get over my own personal stuff and to just keep going and just keep moving. So appreciate what y'all are doing. Keep doing it. And I'm so happy and looking forward to seeing what you guys do in the future. Thank you.
Marilyn
Hey, let's
Maria. Was it
go.
Maria?
Yeah.
Maria
Marie,
Maryland.
wait, Marie or
O&M. Marie, Mary or
it's
Maria?
Maria or Maria.
go to that transcript real quick. Was it Maria? I think Maria. Let's see. Maria. O&M though, dude. Orientation mobility. You know, from a fellow VRT, that means a lot. You know, we do everything from A to Z except O&M, and you pick it up.
Not giving it to me.
Play it again. I'll say it at the beginning. Can you pause it right away?
Maria
out of Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland, dude. Is that Maryland? Baltimore?
Yeah, we were just talking about
the Ravens. Sorry for your loss.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a very
awesome. That's sweet to know that our video.
Yeah, to the going to the clients out there, dude. That's sick.
The new O&M students.
Shout out to my man's up north. Shout out to the people in the O&M training.
Dude,
that Maria's helping out.
That's awesome.
And all the O&Ms around the world.
We need more. My mom's an O&M.
Thank you for your service. Oh,
it is. You are providing a service.
It is a good. Yeah. Why is that just to the military? You know, thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Teachers, thank you for your service.
Thank you to all the
bus drivers. Thank you for your service.
The restaurant workers during COVID.
Thank you for your service. Uber drivers, thank you for your service.
Yeah. That's. I'm gonna start saying that.
That's cool though.
Yeah, Maria.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
It's gotta go on. Use that cane. Go on the world and just start exploring.
She said people watch them and they're. First, they're like, wait, what? That's cool.
That's sick.
That's sweet. That's good to know that they're being used like that.
Right.
Got messages like that.
That's the best way our videos could be used for, you know?
Yeah.
And the, you know, help get through your own personal stuff. That's it. We're all, that's the best thing that social media is for.
Yeah, exactly.
Shows we're all in this together. We can help each other out.
That's we got to just build the network.
Mm-hmm.
Build a good network and just all helping each other, you know, where they can help.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch your feet, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Scratch my back, I'll rub your feet.
And I'll tickle your palms. Are you ready? We got enough.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, super nervous that you guys are going to say, but my name's Tanner Booth, and I listen to you guys' podcast all the time. Sorry, so I was just trying to call in and let you know that you guys are a huge person and are a big reminder of how to keep your ducks in a row and get shit done. So I was wondering, you know, when it comes to organizing day to day, what you guys are gonna do? Do you usually do it all like in your head, or you got like a more of like a online type of platform that you can schedule all that crap out on? Because I feel like it's hard for me to even get planned. And I have one eye. I got in a gun accident when I was like 7, so I can't imagine how difficult it is to.
Gosh.
Did you pause it? Was that Tanner, right? Is that what it was?
Tanner.
The one-eyed hunter, dude. Gun accident. I'm assuming.
You guys are great. And
here we go.
You guys, so thanks for picking my days up and making it a lot easier to get through the bullshit. Alright.
Tanner?
Yeah, man.
Dude, that's what's up.
Dude, you said all the ducks. Gotta keep all the ducks in a row, dude.
Hit her in the head with a surfboard. That's what it is.
Yeah, from the podcast.
Sorry. That was way
upfield.
But
Anthony was trying to remember what the intro to this
intro
podcast
to a podcast was. And
didn't have the surfboard. The duck was in the bag.
Fell out of the bag. Yeah.
Dude, organize it, you know?
Put your ducks in a row.
My life is...
It's disorganized?
Well, no, isn't there? I guess I don't have enough stuff really going on. I don't ever use, like, an online planner.
Yeah.
There's enough to manage through, like, just my wife. Hey, when do I got to do this?
If it wasn't for Kelly, I'd probably miss a lot of
Oh, you would be. I don't even know what you would do. You would have to start using a damn calendar. Because you would be forgetting everything.
I would be screwed, dude. I would be overbooking everything.
Yeah, you'd be all over the place.
I've already almost done that if it wasn't for Kelly.
You would have forgot.
She'll like yell from another room. but yeah, no. Kelly uses like, she has calendars everywhere. She has them like in
she writes
notebooks,
them, organized,
she has them in, like writing, and then she has them on the phone. She
I do
all.
I should use that stuff more.
Google Calendar is good.
Yeah, I do need to do that, because when it comes to like booking travel and what weekends I don't have open and what weekends I do, I gotta constantly go back to like my Delta app and my emails, like when is that flight, when do I leave,
so
when am I home.
I don't know if you do this. I'll scroll emails for 2 weeks behind.
Yeah.
Like to find something.
Figure out what I forgot about.
Yeah, like when my flight is.
So we should be. I should be using them calendars more.
Yeah. They are helpful. You get the old boop boop notification and it tells
you. They do give you an alert.
It gives you the 10-minute warning. Like, hey, your call's in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've done that with the Zooms, where it says like 15-minute buffer.
It's really helpful.
Yeah.
So I'll get a notification and I'll like look at it. I'll be like, wait, I have a call in 10 minutes? Oh, shoot.
Another thing, if I have a call, like I know I have a call that day. Oh, which is today Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I have a call that I forgot about with my brother. I got to figure that out like now or after.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Tana, for reminding me.
That's hilarious.
I'll use my timer a lot when I know like I got to call at like 6 o'clock at night. And say it's like 3 o'clock. It's say it's 3 o'clock. I'll set a timer for 2 hours and 50 minutes. Then when it goes off, I know I got 10 minutes. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Kelly's a big timer person too. Yeah.
I like the time up.
I would be very discouraged if Kelly wasn't around. I would have had to figure something out because I'm very much the go with the flow type person, and like. Everything's all good. Kelly has everything written out and like organized and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like not an organizing type person. I'm more like the crazy artist mess.
Roy.
Yeah.
I want to hear this gunshot to the eyeball story, dude.
Yeah, that sounds.
If you want to share, sounds
wild.
Intense.
Yeah, Tanner.
Hopefully it was just like a bird shot or something. I'm assuming, dude.
Yeah. Is it common for guns to backfire? And guns,
I mean, back.
It still happened.
I don't know. I doubt very often. I think it's all pretty contained.
Yeah.
You mean like something like?
I don't know if you get hit in the eye with the hammer or something. But why?
No, I don't think so. That barrel—it's all contained in the barrel. Not really backfiring.
Speaking of hammer, I used a hammer for like. Sadly to say, probably one of the a handful of times I've ever used a hammer in my life. And I did it in front of Kelly and my friend, and they were roasting me, dude. Apparently I was like, I was holding it wrong. I hold it up by like the head.
Way up at
like,
the top.
Way up. Yeah, dude, you got to. And then you align no, the down. Yeah, dude. And then
I understand it's
like,
easier to control with up there. Speaking of, I think my number four is around here. You just put one nail in?
Yeah, it took 12 hits probably around there. And it normally takes a person like one.
Yeah, it's hammering's tough to keep that nail
hammering
straight.
That's the hardest part is getting it straight.
It's real hard to keep it straight.
Because it starts going up or down or side. Do you hammer a lot?
Hammer time, baby.
Hammer time. Do you hammer a lot?
Not a lot, but it takes me a bit to get into that. Yeah, it takes practice to get them straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was doing a bunch when I did the drywall. I was hammering a bunch of stuff, and it's a pain in the ass. When I did all the molding, I had to hammer it all in. And it was, I was losing my mind sometimes.
Would you
taking
have
nails out.
Take a nail out, yeah.
Yeah. Then
there's just
mold
everywhere.
Yeah. John Hammer.
Yeah.
Great musician. Look up the song by John Hammer. What is it called? Dude, it's so good. It's this random dude who was like dating Heather's cousin. The song is fire, dude. What is it called? I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'm gonna play it on here, dude. Shout out to my man's John Hammer.
All I know is thank God for
Can't
Kelly,
think
because
of
she's
it.
also the handyman in the house. If
Yeah,
something can put
she's a
together a
one-stop shop.
hammer, I'm wow. Worthless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tanner, though, dude, stoked we can make your life cruise on through the day. You know what I mean?
Here we go, another one.
Make it a little better.
But I honestly didn't know. When you're skating and you get, good sweat going, do your eyes still burn from sweat getting in your eyes?
Was it John Barron?
Yeah.
Was it John?
Yeah.
Sounded like John, yeah.
Shout out to John. He had a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Little
little
one.
girl. Yeah.
Little girl, right?
Yeah.
You and John are freaking girl
Girl dad.
buds.
Girl buds.
Girlfriends.
I burn from sweat in my
It'll
eyes.
burn, yeah. If you got a real
Yeah.
eyeball,
You
it's
let
gonna
it burn,
burn, yeah.
baby. Yeah.
My fake eye, though? I don't think so.
Oh, I wonder about that.
Well, I know when I take my eyeball out, my fake eye out, and I get water in there, it's still irritating and burns.
When you cut onions, does it still bother your eye, like the socket, like around that eye? I'm sorry if that's a dumb question.
The fake eye? Yeah.
Yeah, the fake eye.
I think so. I mean, you still cry. Yeah, you still cry and stuff. You know, I mean, there's still like the tear ducts and all that. That's all
Okay.
separate from the eyeball, you know?
Yeah. Because I
All the
wonder if
tears and
people
the
with prosthetic,
lubrication.
both full prosthetics, like still get irritated from onion.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think so.
That's like a number one question on videos when I cut onions.
You still cry? Yeah.
They still cry.
Yeah, still got my eyeballs.
Right.
Still burns. The sweat, dude. Sweating out here.
But yeah, man.
I actually don't get a lot of. I don't know. I wipe my. I am constantly wiping my forehead, though, when I skate.
Yeah, same. The only time I
I never
get,
have sweat get in my eyes. I don't
yeah, the
think
only time I
ever.
get the eye burn is from
Maybe when
judo,
you're doing
I'd
judo,
say.
yeah, and your
Yeah,
eyes are when your arms are tied up, and then you're like, yeah, it's probably and you're in some in the nook of some big 200-pound man's
and
neck.
you're probably getting
Oh my
his sweat in your
God,
eyes.
yeah.
Yeah, I think other
So
people's
nasty.
sweat burns my eyes.
Oh yeah, it burned twice as bad. Someone else's sweat burns more, I think, too.
Yeah, because it's
That
just
foreign
like
sweat
it's
will.
like opening your eyes under the ocean.
Yeah, you can feel yourself get sick, too.
Oh, dude, I've gotten a full droplets of sweat in the mouth before.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, it's the gnarliest.
Tap.
You just want,
Tap.
yeah, dude. When there's some people that just are dripping, you're like, and it's like, it's just,
Yeah.
oh.
Well, that foreign sweat is deadly.
Makes you get out of holds way quicker.
Makes you rethink what you're doing in life. What am
What's
I doing here underneath this man?
the point?
Yeah, but I'm always always wiping. I do the sleeve, to lift the arm up and wipe, classic.
I also do the chest area. Like,
The chest, I put my face inside of my shirt
yes, that's what I'm
and
saying.
I blow my nose in there, wipe my
Oh, I
nose
do that too. It's so
when
gross.
I skate, and then I'll lift the bottom tee up and wipe the forehead with that.
Yeah.
Are the two big ones. There's nothing worse than you have a synthetic shirt that doesn't absorb any sweat. That's
Oh,
annoying. You know what I mean?
can't wear those.
Or you ever skate without a tee and there's nowhere to wipe your sweat? It's
And
like
then
the
if you
worst.
fall,
You're just wiping it with your like sweaty arm. It's like this is
so gross.
nasty.
It's disgusting. I sweat a lot in the summer when I skate too.
Gotta have something to wipe the sweat though.
Yeah. I've
Yeah,
like
so
I'll
I don't
wring
ever.
out shirts.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wet through them. Shout out to John though. Another blind skateboarder.
Yeah. Oh man.
On a Colorado. And I think he's a brewer. Does he brew beer?
He did. I don't know if he still does, but he
Or does he
definitely
work at a brewery? I don't know if he brews it.
he used to brew it. Yeah, I think so.
Brewin' Baron, they call him.
Brewing Baron.
John Brewin' the Baron.
He's a Brewers fan.
A brewer? Is it just called a brewer? You know, because like a someone who does coffee as a barista. Brewers should have their own name too. Like
it is like their own. Because a brewery.
A brewery.
It's not a baristery.
They should be a brewery.
Baristeria.
Instead of a barista, brewista. A brewista.
A brewista.
Yeah, patent it. Make the t-shirts. Get the t-shirts out now.
Sharks.
Start printing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Dude, oh, I had something get stolen. Did I talk about this?
No, where, when, how?
Oh, my back, you know how I have an alley in the back?
Uh-huh. Back alley, know? Sally?
Yeah, I have like a setup back there.
I used to know Sally.
Table with the chairs and a grill, and we park back there.
Yeah, and I've been there.
My surfboard's been there for like, it's Kelly's actually. Big foam board, like 8-footer. And it's been back there for 2 years. Like
it got ganked?
Table. It got ganked.
Oh, man.
And then we thought someone replaced it with another board because there was another board in a different spot back there. But then found out it was the neighbor's board that was there. So. So it got ganked, dude. And I'm like,
dang.
About to start staking out back there.
Furious.
And then I saw a post from the police that there was a break-in at like 4 a.m. at some big house, and they like pried the lock open and then were like going through drawers and stuff trying to find keys they thought for the cars, and the people were home and the alarm went off and they ran.
We're close to in the same zone there.
In Spring Lake, like right.
Spring Lake, dude, yeah. It's falling apart, dude.
It is falling apart, dude. It's selling out. You're right. There's
sell now, dude.
New sell now. Sell now.
Yeah, no. It's always happening. It's always going down, dude. It's always going down.
Crazy. It's like this.
Yeah,
I had a
bike get stolen, and my
bike's a free game, dude.
When I was living in LA, this wasn't just your standard bike. This was a custom like.
Was it a Huff?
No, this was like a mountain bike slash road bike that my stepdad builds bikes, you know?
Oh, man.
So it was probably like a 35.
Oh, this was a Brian bike. This is a double B.
This is a big B bike, yeah.
Yeah.
This is like probably a $3,500 bike. Ganking that. Just pissed. Yeah, just livid, dude. Motherfucker came back there. Oh, mine was like under a tarp.
Oh, they
in like the a car. There was like a white. You had to go over this little white picket fence, like around the front yard, and then there was this old V-dub car that's covered up by a tarp, tucked back up the driveway, and then there's a fence to the backyard, and I went up to the fence and just put the bike under the tarp, you know, thinking no one's gonna take this.
Oh, so they really had to look for it.
It came over they must have been scouting me, dude.
Oh man!
Because I would ride home,
dude. They were watching you.
Got me. Someone. It was a local dude. Some local got me. Not a good feeling though, getting your shit yanked, dude.
No, we used to yank bikes all the time.
Did you? You a little bike thief, dude?
This girl still. She. R.I.P. She was my best friend growing up. This girl Hannah, and she. She used to give me shit every day until the day she died, like about her bike, because I stole it when we were kids.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I didn't know it was hers.
Stealing the neighbor's bike.
We used to, we were little derelicts in the beach town, dude. All these like Bennies would come in, the Shoebies, man, and we would steal their bike.
Shoebie Bennies, man. Dude,
kids would steal their beers out of their freaking garages.
Ah, that was a big one.
Garage hopping, remember that?
See, so things have been getting stolen in Spring Lake since the beginning.
That's
of time.
True, but little.
And it was you, bro.
Yes, no.
This is karma coming around.
I had a buddy that had such sticky fingers, dude. I couldn't. It was a 4-block walk from my house to his. He couldn't not look in a garage on the way to his house. And I was like, you have problems.
The open garages. Yeah, I stole a skateboard out of an open garage once.
Really? What kind?
It's the only thing I kind of stole from a person. I would gank stuff at stores.
I would gank stuff at 7-Eleven.
Like that random crap. Played. Shoes.
Oh, wow.
A pair of shoes from Kmart.
Jeez.
Just like random crap.
Just like a white generic pair.
The one time the dude, the alarm went off, was walking out with the shoes on. They're like these steel toe shoes. I don't know why one of these steel, like just black steel toe shoes. Walking out, the alarm starts going off. Beep, 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 beep.
Did you rush?
Like, I stop. Kind of like, oh, I'm busted. I'm done. No one did anything. And then I was like, wait, no one's here? Go out the door and just start booking it. And then like we, right before we turn the one corner, the Kmart guy comes around. Security comes running, dude.
No.
Chasing us. And we ran. I had enough head start where we ducked like behind these bushes in like the next building. And we just heard him run by, and he was just heard him talking, you know, and didn't find us. Thank
no
God.
No way, dude. That's insane. Yeah, we got a runner. Steel toe, black boots.
Dude, it was sketched. Never got caught. Thank God. I almost got caught that time. That would have been shitty. My mom would have been bummed. What the hell are you doing? I think that was the last time I... Actually, no, I stole, dude. When I first got the canoe, which was probably like
to start a story like that.
10 years ago, maybe, I stole an anchor from Walmart.
Oh my God. Dude, you're a little klepto.
I was a little klepto.
I stole like Snickers bars, dude.
That was late, so I must have been like 20 in my late 20s still
ganking. Oh, you were a derelict. You were blind ganker?
Still, yeah, I was blind ganker.
Blind ganker, dude.
Yes. I stole a light. I stole a light, too. That would like...
Oh, man.
Like a marine light, red-green one. I stole everything for the canoe.
It's just...
Kmart's. Kmart's fair game, dude.
Sponsored by... I thought it was Walmart.
Walmart, I mean. Yeah,
yeah, Walmart. You can camp Walmart's out Walmart game. Parking lots.
My buddy was in line with an orange. All he wanted was an orange. And there's giant line, one register open. He's just waiting there. And he's like, fuck that. He just walked out with the orange. He's like, if they say something, they say something. I'm not waiting 20 minutes for an orange. He just walked out with it.
Like, I used to grab food in the grocery store and eat it while walking around.
Oh, yeah, I'll do a pop. I would do a pop back in the day. A soda. Drink a drink during it.
Soda pop. Little blind gankers, dude. Good.
Yeah, those days I did finally stop yanking stuff. When I had enough money to buy things, I said, you know what? I can just buy it. I'm trying to think. That must have been the last time I stole something was that anchor.
Remember when I hit 18, I started getting SSI, like $500 a month, and I thought I was a rich man.
Rich man.
It'd be gone by like
a rich man.
Be gone by like the fifth of the month.
Oh, that is crazy. You start getting an 18 SSI,
yeah,
huh?
Because you get it. I remember I was in college. I was going to college, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. 500
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, I think I got 800 when I got on Social Security.
Oh, that's nice.
Living off $800 a month.
Yeah, dude. That's living like a king.
Oh, my God. So rough.
It's so rough because you're not allowed to make any money. You're not allowed to do anything.
Yeah, rent was like, what was my rent?
When I was trying to get off SSI, the lady was like, you really shouldn't do this.
Dude, I'm still, I just got my letter that says I owe $75,000.
What?
In back pay for my Social Security.
75 big ones?
That's what I owe back.
Dude.
$75,000.
You gotta dispute that.
My mom went through it. She's like, it's pretty close. I think you owe about high 60,000.
Ooh.
Yep.
So what, do you just set up a payment plan for the rest of your life?
I mean, I have a lot saved. I saved like majority.
You
of
were,
it.
Yeah, you were like, remember stacking it.
I
up.
Got like 40,000 saved, but yeah, it's a payment plan.
Yeah. Sometimes listen, this is what I can pay.
My mom says that's what I'm hoping, get it down. Or my mom says just do, if it's not interest.
That's what
just
my
pay
dad
him
said.
The lowest thing.
You could pay him like $5 a month for the rest of your life.
Yeah, pay for the rest of your life until you get back on Social Security.
Yeah.
No, I don't
basically
know.
Just pay him back into your Social Security.
Right. But then I wonder, can my Social Security not go increase anymore now? You know what I mean?
That's oh, I don't know. I don't know That's anything my about. Question. I bet it's so complicated.
Yeah, we gotta. I had to set up a. We gotta set up a meeting. Figure out what the hell I owe, dude.
Yeah, I like finally met with like a financial person for the first time, and it just stressed me out. But it also did stress me out because I realized I'm not as bad as I thought, but I'm also could be a lot better.
Yeah. It's yeah, I gotta get some kind of savings going. I got no savings.
That's my problem. No savings. And they don't teach you this shit in school, though. How to like start a savings, that you should do these things.
All that, yeah.
You know what I mean? They really don't.
Of course not, dude.
It's crazy.
They just teach you how to work.
They teach you how to be in a.
They teach you how to work a 9-to-5. They get you on the schedule, the time.
Yeah.
Listen to the man, dude. Crazy. Get a job and work for somebody else. That's what they teach you.
Dress code.
Dress code.
Dress code.
Yeah, dude. That's, I mean, the thing with Social Security is, so they make you go in this buffer period for 2 years. And they still pay you, but you have to save that money to pay back. But they don't tell you that unless you actually talk to somebody. So you can't just get off Social Security, which is, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I remember I had to save 3 months. That might be 3 months, though. Yeah.
What? No way.
Yeah.
Maybe it's different in Jersey. It's a 2-year window, and mine happened during right.
This is SSI, though.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you're doing SSI. Like,
I'm Social Security disability.
Yeah. Income.
And mine was like, and I had a year in, and then COVID hit. So it was just like craziness. So it's been like years and years of me getting this money that I'm.
That's insane.
That I was originally saving, and then.
It's basically like.
Where's my computer talking?
It's basically like the old Apple.
To fail, man.
Yeah, it's the old Apple in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, don't.
Like,
use
hey,
this.
We're just gonna we're gonna put thousands of dollars in your account, but don't touch it.
Yeah.
Don't touch those.
It's hot.
Yeah,
I was good for a while, and then I spent a big chunk on the wedding because I was in between contracts and I was way behind, and I spent a big chunk for that. But I don't know. We'll see, dude. Let's see what happens. I just owe the man for the rest of my life, dude.
Crazy 30. It's
$5 a month. I could pay $50 a month.
Yeah, my dad told me, he's like, just give $1 a month.
Yeah, screw it. Screw him. We'll see. What we got time for one more? What do I don't even know what time we started, dude.
Yeah, we got time for one more.
Yeah. Shout out to my man's up north.
Oh, those were them.
Those were them, man. Anthony's phone's gone.
Sorry.
Here we go. This is spam. Yeah, let's see if this is spam.
That introduction on the voicemail was 11 out of 10. Y'all did phenomenal. I'm calling today. I'm from East Texas. I'm super busy with life, so I don't even know if I'll be able to check the podcast. But I wanted to say, one love you guys. You guys are so inspirational. Whenever I'm having a hard day, y'all's content never fails to bring me back to reality and just show love, even to myself, because. You know, and we all need love, you know. So hope y'all are doing good, and thank you for making such positivity for us to enjoy out there. One love.
All you need is love. Love.
Love.
Love is all you need.
You nailed it, dude. Out there in Tejas, you need love out there. We need love out here, too.
I know.
Spreading the love.
Hey, there's a lot of love
thank
in Texas.
Thank you for that message out there. I want to hear a bit more of a southern drawl, though. Are you a transplant, or do they just not all? Is that ignorant of me to say that they all talk like this?
I think there's different regions.
Yeah, some of them had a little thicker.
Different
tongues. Where do the thick southern draws come from? Is it more south? Alabama.
I think Alabama's.
But I'm saying like in Texas, yeah. The Texas draw. Where's that come from?
Yeah, I think it comes from like Houston. Maybe.
Way down south.
Maybe Amarillo. Amarillo, definitely. Amarillo.
Amarillo, yeah. They do.
I saw a guy in Amarillo get on the stage to eat a freaking 75-ounce steak.
Ooh, dude, I got 75 ounces. How many pounds is that?
That is like...
16 ounces to a pound. So like...
6
pounds-ish?
Yeah, something like that.
Roughly. Very rough.
That's like maybe 5.
Wow. I could put that down. I don't know. Wait, that's a lot.
That's a lot of meat, too.
I mean, I can...
It might have been more.
I can handle a 2-pound steak. No problem, though. Big old ribeye, 2-pounder.
Oh, I could crush a 2-pound ribeye.
You know what I mean? So if it's only 5...
I think I've done that.
What is it, 70? Let me do 75 divided by 16.
Ask your phone...
What is 75 ask your divided phone by 16?
Ask your phone what the Amarillo steak challenge is.
Divided by 16 is
4.6. Ask
your phone what the Amarillo steak challenge is. This is important.
Let's see if she knows what this is. What is the Amarillo steak challenge?
The Big Texan Steak Ranch opened in 1960 in Amarillo, Texas, off Route 66, and has since became nationally known for one of the craziest food challenges in the world. Which involves eating a 72-ounce steak. The 72-ounce, 2,041 grams, steak challenge was created in 1962, when the owner Bob Lee brought a group of cowboys together to see who could eat the most steaks in an hour. This is from theculturetrip.com.
The most steaks in an hour, boys. Get together, boys. We're going to eat soon. Yeah,
you have to eat in an hour, but 72, that sounds a little weaker now.
I'm assuming it's like there's probably 2 pounds of potatoes with it, is usually how these challenges go.
There's some other stuff in it. I think there's
collard greens, a cocktail. Yeah, I mean, because I could put down 72 ounces for show.
Yeah, I ate at that place off 66. Did you? The Big Texan. And the crazy part is, we stayed at this Airbnb where. So we stayed in Airbnb in Amarillo. This place is like this town. It's out of a movie or something.
Amarillo,
you're in Texas here. So we get picked. Apparently, we read on the website you can get a free limo to the venue, like to the Big Texan. So we got a limo. We ordered a limo. And it rolls up, dude. It's the big white long limo with the freaking horns on the front.
On the front.
Like the Texan horn.
Wait, what do you mean a free? Why, how, where, when, why?
This is how Texas this town is, dude. I don't know. They offer, you know, if you want to get done up and go to the Big Texan, you and your date, you go on the freaking.
Were there other people in the limo?
What? No, there were no other people. There was just the driver, and he was rare Texas. He was hilarious. Get the mashed potatoes, the really good. And
how big a steak did you go?
I went pretty big. I forget how big, but this was the problem. It was so bloody. And I asked for medium. Yeah. I had to send it back, and it came back still bloody. And
they said, that's not how we do it here.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Eat that steak. Boy.
I ate that steak raw.
That's how you gotta eat it.
It was an experience.
You sent it back. Oh, bad boy. Never.
I know, dude. I sent it back. Nowadays, I wouldn't. I like when it's fair. But remember, I was on a medium well kick for a long time.
Then they gave you that bloody. That's how they do it there. Ooh, that sounds so good.
Oh, the Big Texan. It's like, it sounds like the marketing is amazing for it, but it's like a glorified, like,
diner
these days or something.
Is it? Oh, is it? Like, yeah.
But it's like one of the nicest places there.
Yeah.
In Amarillo. It's like how we went to the Golden Corral.
Yep.
Eating gray steak.
Golden Corral was bad.
Yeah.
There's only like one thing that was good. I don't remember what it was.
The pizza?
No, the pizza was poo-poo, I think.
Yeah, the pizza was poo-poo.
This maybe some popcorn chicken that popcorn shrimp that was all right, man.
I think it was chicken, some kind of fried chicken. The fried chicken that was
The fried chicken was decent. Yeah.
I ate so much of that.
Amarillo, though, I want to go get the steak challenge, dude. Amarillo. 72 ounces.
We need to do a 4-bag.
I need a t-shirt. I could do it right now. I'm in fat mode. I could definitely put that
You're in
down.
Shape. You're in steak shape.
I'm in eating shape right now for sure. Yeah.
I feel like I could easily put down 72 ounce steak.
Yeah.
Is that a tomahawk?
I don't know. I'm assuming.
I think tomahawks like 35.
Because I've had like a 32 ounce ribeye and that was not a problem.
So good.
With garlic.
The ribeye is a fat.
Yeah, Amarillo, baby. What is it? The Great Steak Challenge? What's it called?
The Big Bob's Challenge thing. Texan at the Big Texan.
I haven't heard of that. That's good.
Oh, man. I love how the phone knew.
Yeah, she was on. She's been on it today.
Good job.
Good job, Siri. Thanks, Apple.
Thanks, Apple.
Well, hell.
Yeah, well. That'll about do it. It's like
bless your heart.
We got to people send in your favorite sayings. I want to hear everyone's favorite say, like, that's quicker than a deer tucking in a man field, you know, like something like whatever. I want
that's know. Higher than as higher than a firecracker in July, dude.
Exactly.
Higher than a bottle rocket on the 4th of July.
All right, man. Well, ship up and ship out. Enjoy old Punta.
Yeah, I'm on the way to Punta. I'll be in Punta Cana when this episode comes on. I'll be on. Actually, no, I'll get back Sunday, so I'll probably be home by the time you listen to this. But all week, I'll be in the sunny Dominican Republic, baby. Do I need to bring American money or do I need to bring pesos?
I think they appreciate the American.
That's what I hear.
I don't know, though.
They
like kind of
said both in the,
yeah,
in the
use both
description.
You use the ones for, is it all inclusive?
It's all inclusive. But you got to tip out, you know, tip the bartender, tip the. We did the upgrade package, so we get.
They love a five, Jerry. That'll make their.
I know a five will make their day, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm just gonna bring Americano, dude.
Yeah,
is that bad?
Bring a couple fives and ones and tens.
Yeah, stack of fives and a stack of ones. Ones for some drinks, and then the fives for the.
But
for the
one goes a long
things.
Way with the drink, I think. Or you just give a one a drink.
Yeah, how can you be giving a five if you're drinking? You're drinking a lot of drinks, my friend.
Just give them like a dollar an order almost.
Yeah, for exactly. Yeah. For the drink at the bar.
Yeah.
All-inclusive, though. I've never been to an all-inclusive. I can't.
Oh, wait. I love an all-inclusive. You're going to come back so fat.
Dude, I'm already fat. I'm going to come back. It's going to be bad.
You're going to have
I'm going to have to not eat until Paris, I think.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have
like 14 days to just like.
Detox. You're gonna have to sauna every day.
Oh yeah, dude. Honestly. It's gonna be brutal. It's gonna be brutal. Yeah, we got a trip on the boat. Yeah, I don't know. We'll get into it.
Trip on the boat.
Thank you all for listening.
All right.
Out there in Texas, Maryland, Johns, Colorado. I don't think Tanner
didn't say where he's from.
Is he from Michigan too?
No. That was a good one.
But thank you. Yeah, call in.
As always,
down below.
90834. You'll see.
Say it.
In the description.
Yeah.
In every description. And give us a rating. We got two more ratings on Apple.
Oh, we got two more?
Yep. So.
Are they hard to get? Not a lot of people do the ratings, huh?
Yeah, not a lot of people do them.
Yeah, go on there.
Boost the ratings. We're at 105. We're at 103. Get us to 200. Get to 200 for reviews.
What was our thing? When we get was it a million followers?
Yeah. You
a million YouTubes.
And I give you a tattoo.
You give me a tattoo and I do what to you?
You cut my hair.
It's not a fair bet.
I know.
We just give each other tattoos, I think.
Yeah. Well, yes.
A million on YouTube.
There's gotta be rules behind that, though.
Yes. Where and how?
No
where and what? No face stats.
As always,
keep pushing.
One love.
Keep pushing and one love from Four Bad Eyes.